CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and co-host Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We go to India to our colleague Nitin Gokhale about the challenges for the subcontinent in the Indo-Pacific, most immediately because of a shortage and price spike of wheat. The news is that India has stopped exporting wheat. It is concerned about a drought that is across the whole of the globe, across Spain and France, across the southern plains of the U.S. into India, limiting the ability to have confidence in the wheat crop as it comes in. And then there is the war in Ukraine. However, the immediate matter with the war in Ukraine is India's position, neutral position, abstention position about the Russian advance. Gordon, just a note here about the Russian advance into Ukraine and the disappointment in India. You've been talking, the disappointment that is evidenced in Washington. You've been talking to a number of people these last weeks, as I have. I have not heard it brought up except when we focus on it. Have you heard it be a concern in your conversations about the war in Ukraine and China's aggression towards India, you know, that complicated story? Have you heard it, Gordon?
Well, many people are concerned that India's position is not as they want it to be, because India has refused to condemn the clear Russian aggression and the atrocities. And people are wondering what's going on. And I think that they forget that the Indian political establishment was extremely disappointed with the United States' chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. And that did indeed delegitimize India's America's friends in New Delhi.
Nitin, a very good day to you. What is the opinion of the Indian, the hawks, the military establishment, over this abstention, this neutral position in Ukraine? And it's only gotten more complicated to read, so I need your help. Good day to you, Nitin.
Good day, John. Good day, Gordon. The position is very simple in the Indian national security establishment, that India has old strategic ties with Russia. It needs to be with Russia, but at the same time, it has conveyed clear message to Russia that India does not like the prolonged war that is happening in Ukraine, and it needs to end. And the only solution is to negotiate between the negotiations between two sides. And this week in Tokyo, the Americans have softened their criticism of India and have said with President Biden's team, the discussions that happened, that they understand India's position, a very subtle and very accurate position as far as India is concerned. So I think we are good on that. India keeps speaking to Russians privately and giving them a message that they should end this as soon as possible. So I think India has got a very strong view on all this. And also its position is now well known to the world.
Gordon, you have a question for Nitin.
Nitin, Russia supplied weapons to India as China invaded into Ladakh in 2020. That certainly must have had an effect on the Indian views of Russia today. How is Russia supporting India with regard to weapons, you know, in the present moment?
Well, it is it's an ongoing process, but let me also point out that over the past 5 years, the Russian arms supply to India has come down from 69% of Indian weapons and equipment in the Indian armory or Indian armed forces has come down to something like 47%. Or the latest inventory says that. So India is moving towards self-reliance in the platforms and weapons it needs for its armed forces. Russian dependence will continue for spare parts and maintenance for the legacy equipment that is there. But India has got its learned its lessons from this and is therefore trying to become as autonomous as possible. And of course, getting the best equipment possible from the world, from France, from the United States, even from Sweden and Spain. And Russia will continue to be its important partner, but the dependence is lessening as the years go by.
There's a paradox in the subcontinent about Russia and China. Russia and China are said to be partners, allies, especially in this Ukraine conflict. China's buying food and fuel from Russia at reduced prices, but it's a customer as opposed to the embargoes across the planet. At the same time, China's aggression in the Himalayas, China's aggression in the Belt and Road, China's aggression in turning Sri Lanka into a dependent state, all of that in Delhi must lead to contradictions. How can you be allied with Russia that works with China at the same time opposing China? Is there a resolution to be found?
Yes, John, you're right. There is a lot of contradiction, but as you and Gordon both are aware, international relations is about balancing between different interests, different nations. And India is trying to do that to the best of its ability. In Sri Lanka, China is right now not the flavor of the season. It is India which is helping Sri Lanka to the best extent possible. It has already extended $4.2 billion worth of aid, both in kind and cash, to Sri Lanka, whereas China is not doing anything of that kind because it is unhappy that Sri Lanka is going to the IMF for restructuring of its debt. And China does not like that. So India is seizing this strategic opportunity in Sri Lanka, which is a good thing. And China, I think, is fuming but silent at the moment. So it's all a game of balance that is being played in New Delhi right now.
Gordon?
It seems, Nitin, that there's a lot of food politics. So, for instance, India has transferred 65,000 metric tons of urea fertilizer to Sri Lanka pursuant to an existing credit line. And it does seem that India has gained influence in Sri Lanka recently. And as you point out, the Chinese are sulking because Sri Lanka has indeed gone to the IMF seeking a bailout. Do you think if we look down maybe a year from now that India has indeed replaced China in Sri Lanka?
I would think so. I would confidently say so because of the mood in Sri Lanka and the current political realignment that has taken place in Colombo with President Gotabaya Rajapaksa getting rid of his two brothers who were seen as corrupt and who were seen as closer to China. He has always believed, and from my own personal interaction with him, I believe that he's more inclined towards India, and that's exactly what he's doing right now. So from 1 year from now, India should be in a better position and in a stronger position in Sri Lanka.
India and the war in Ukraine, a resolution is best for everyone all the way around. But the Modi government, has it enjoyed approval in its abstention by the population that recently reelected it? Is this applauded across the popular front in India?
Oh, indeed it is. In fact, this is the month where the second term of the Modi government completed 3 years. And I believe that there is a poll coming up or outcome of a poll, opinion poll coming up this week or this weekend, where the approval ratings have remained steady and in the high 80s as far as the Modi government is concerned. So it is all because of the handling of the COVID situation in India, then the post-Ukraine conflict situation. And the fact that today the world is trying to woo India from all corners, from Europe, from US, from Asia, is giving Modi the high points with the population right now.
Nitin Gokhale is a strategic affairs analyst. He's in Delhi. We're speaking to Delhi this day. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, writing at Gatestone Newsweek in The Hill. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.